I dream of a world where no to racism. I can freely, loudly say, where I don't feel like I have to run away. Accepted I am in my real home, for it's the place where I have grown. Regardless of where I come from, I should always feel that here I belong.
All praise and thanks is due to Allah. May Allah the Almighty increase the honor and raise the rank of our most honorable and beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, his noble relatives and companions. And we ask Allah to protect the nation of Prophet Muhammad from that which he feared for it. I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all our listeners who are tuned in to this episode of Community Connect on the Muslim Community Radio via 92.1 FM or 2MFM.org. Joining you once again is your host Nadia and the lovely Ola. Ola, it's great to be back with you again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Nadia, and a very warm greeting to everyone who's tuned in to this episode of Community Connect this afternoon on 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio.
It's definitely wonderful to be back with our listeners who are tuned in to this episode of Community Connect. Dear listeners, in today's episode, we will be providing a detailed report, a coverage about the Racism Stops With Me exhibition held by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia. Now, this exhibition was held on the 28th of July 2018. Ola, it was a great event that encouraged the community to stand up against racism and be proud of who they are, to be proud of their identity.
A very important message, I think it is, Nadia, in today's day and age, especially where there is a lot of tension and you find that cohesion is somewhat suffering a bit of a dysfunctionality almost. We all stand to benefit from this great reminder to be proud of who we are, to be proud of our identity, to be proud of our ancestry, and to really get back in touch with our roots.
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it, racism is still a major issue in our society, and if anything, it actually appears to be on the rise. And many organisations and institutions and associations are pretty much standing up against this issue and ensuring that people within our community are armed with the proper knowledge about how to cope with this issue, how to deal with this issue, and how to counter it. So, inshallah, today we will be providing coverage, as I mentioned, in regards to the exhibition that was recently held by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia. It was, I guess, the first kind of event that they have held in terms of addressing the topic of racism, and it was an absolute success because the underlying theme, I guess, is to be proud of your identity, and they showcase this in such a positive way.
That's right, that's right. We can all stand to, I guess, learn the skills that we need to turn negative experiences into positive ones throughout our life, whether, you know, it's something like racism or any kind of abuse that we find ourselves facing. Definitely the skills that we develop throughout life, the resilience that we build, and, you know, our way of thinking, training ourselves to think in a positive way rather than a negative way, it can all make a difference.
Absolutely, it can make a difference, Sola. And by speaking out against racist behaviour, we can help to erode these learned prejudices. So, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, throughout the program today, you will come to find and learn that despite these kinds of negative stereotypes arisen in today's society, we can actually counter that and help to erode these negative comments and remarks made by those ill people in society.
That's right, and probably just really emphasize and reinforce the idea that in unity there is strength. Okay, yep. No matter which country you live in, we all live in one world together, and we need to learn to get along. And without being in unity, without working together, you know, we make things much, much harder for ourselves, and we don't achieve as much.
Absolutely. We are stronger when we work together and we work in line with the proper values that really strengthen our society. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will be back in a short moment's time. Do stay tuned.
Dies ist unser Weg. But the media won't let go, and the racists love it too.
To them, Islamic must follow every act that terrorists do.
This all started years ago, how much of this can we go through?
Yes, it started years ago, how much of this can we go through? We are here to say no.
No, no, no.
Our
no.
Name is no longer free for you.
No, 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 no.
We are here to say no. Our name is no longer free for you.
So, Nadia, we start off by asking a question. Is Australia a racist nation? The question has presented itself many times, yielding mixed reactions and responses from the Australian population. It's a question that tends to bring out a very defensive attitude, because being attributed with something like racism is considered to be an insult. Nobody likes to be called a racist, because we all know that racism is a socially and morally unacceptable attitude to possess. And so, in trying to distance ourselves from such a negative trait, we often respond to this question with an adamant no.
While this response may indicate that we do recognise racism as being an unacceptable behaviour, it also points to a darker truth that we, in fact, may just be in denial about the reality that, as unacceptable as it is, racism and racist individuals do actually exist in Australia. And to deny this would be nothing short of a proverbial slap in the face to those who have been targets of racist behaviour.
So we go back to the beginning. Is Australia a racist nation? Between the no group and the yes group, the debate can stretch on for days. But why speculate? The answer may be found in the mountains of studies and surveys conducted by various academics, institutions and organisations who all have wondered about this question for many years.
These studies have, in fact, unveiled some unsettling facts about the incidence of racism and the prevalence of racist attitudes among large cross-sections of the Australian population. But why? Why, in the first instance, is it important to ask and answer the question of whether or not we live in a racist country? It's not merely to receive a yes or no answer, but rather to identify whether such a problem exists in order to find a remedy for such a social disease.
Based on these findings, various community organisations have found the urgency to address the issue of racism through a multitude of community events, awareness campaigns and exhibitions. To counter racism in a positive manner by encouraging people to be proud of their identity, the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia organised and hosted an exhibition in support of the anti-racism campaign titled "Racism Stops With Me, Be Proud of Your Identity."
The exhibition was held on the 28th of July 2018 and it had the aim of showcasing the talents and the contributions that young Muslim Australians and Muslim Australians more generally have brought to Australia to make it the land of diversity that it is. The campaign highlighted that young Muslims should disregard the racism that may be directed at them in public and stand up to say that racism has no place in Australia.
We stand against it, indeed a word. This is our belief, our unwavering ideal, and we are the Muslims of the world, and we are the Muslims of the world.
Saturday, the 28th of July, marked the day that the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia gathered to support a very interesting campaign, a campaign that not only speaks about a very sensitive topic, but also addresses a current issue that affects every single one of us in many different ways. Now, this campaign of racism, It Stops With Me, is a campaign part of the National Anti-Racism Partnership and Strategy, which was launched in August 2012. The campaign encourages and coordinates efforts by those who are already working to reduce and prevent racism.
We We all know that racism has no place in Australia, but this does not mean that it does not exist and that it has not affected the young and the old in our Muslim communities. The campaign urged organisations to develop their own anti-racism activity and to stand against racism, and to support this campaign, the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia decided to honour and celebrate the cultures, traditions and Islamic values that make up the individuals in our community.
To do this, the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia held a term-long competition that was open to the public, in particular inviting youth and students to design an expressive piece, such as an artwork, to highlight what it is that makes them a proud Australian. The competition was well received by individuals of many walks of life, with deep and meaningful expressions that were unique to them. Multiple entries were accepted from varying areas in Sydney, and pieces which expressed significant ideas. The artworks were displayed in the Liverpool Grand Hall for attendees and visitors of the exhibition to enjoy. Also, a sophisticated display of heritage pieces that symbolise Islamic cultural props, such as the Book of Al-Quran, the Masabha and Qur'an stand. These cultural props surrounded large informational posters which presented to the audience the significant Islamic figures in history that made a difference in society.
Shortly before the exhibition was declared open, the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia initiated the event with a formal opening, which the attendees watched. The event opened with a heartwarming recitation from the Holy Quran by Sister Sarah Cahill from Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia, followed by a collective recital of the Australian anthem by Mariam Saad.
This all started years ago, how much of this can we go through?
Yes, it started years ago, how much of this can we go through?
After that, Ula, the attendees then watched a short video which was put together by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia in light of the event, in which our President, Mrs. Fatin Eldana, OAM, mentioned the definition of racism, why the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia chose to address it in their exhibition, the religious judgment associated with racism, and the possible suggestion of how to respond to racism if someone was faced with a scenario of the sort. We'll listen to that audio very shortly.
Australia, a country that embraces our shared values and cultural traditions. A country that allows those who choose to call Australia home the right to practice and share their cultural traditions and languages within the law and free from discrimination. Almost a quarter of us were born overseas, and 4 million Australians speak a language other than English. Australia is as broad and diverse as the country's landscape. It's multicultural and multiracial. Australia is a society of people from a rich diversity of cultural, ethnic, linguistic backgrounds. However, in the recent global social and political environment, threats to social cohesion, harmony and security have emerged, one of which is racism.
Assalamu alaikum. Unfortunately, racism does exist in Australia. According to Professor Kevin Dunn, the Dean of the School of Social Science and Psychology at Western Sydney University, 87% of Australians agree that racism is a problem in Australia and that something should be done about it. So, what is racism? Racism takes many forms, In general, it is a belief that a particular race or ethnicity is inferior or superior to others. Racial discrimination involves any act where the person is treated unfairly or vilified because of their race, color, descent, national or ethnic origin. Some of you may wonder, why talking about racism? Because we know that racism is a major social problem experienced by people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, particularly members of the Muslim community. We should not shy away from talking about it, and we should confidently tackle racism whenever it takes place.
My name is Khadija. I am 14 years old and I am an African Australian Muslim. During my younger years of school, many students would ask what my background was, and I would reply Sierra Leone and Guinea, and I would get responses like, "Where's that? Did your parents come here because they were starving back in Africa?" Now I am in my teenage years and I can say with sadness that I'm used to hearing jokes about my race and culture, and now I know that this comes from ignorance. Likewise, it might surprise people to hear that I am Muslim, because Muslims these days are made out to be terrorists, but I can assure you that we are far from the things portrayed in the media, and if you actually heard about Islam directly from us, you would know how beautiful and peaceful our religion is. Overall, from all the negatives, I have experienced many more positives, and I feel that Australia has shown diversity, multiculturalism, freedom, and education. And I'm happy to be an African Australian no matter what.
How may people experience racism? People can experience racism in different settings, including schools, work, and on the streets. Therefore, it is important for schools, workplaces, public and private organizations to adopt anti-racism policies with transparent complaint handling processes and reporting on outcomes. So, what is the aim of this exhibition? The aim of the MWA exhibition, titled Racism Stops With Me, Be Proud of Your Identity, is mainly to educate the community about how to face the problem of racism, and most importantly, not to allow it to affect their day-to-day lives. We are here to promote the success stories and positive achievements which are expressed through the various wonderful artwork produced by members of the Muslim community of all ages. Also on show, we have brought to you the golden pieces of historical, deep-rooted, rich Muslim heritage that we are proud to show it off to other communities. By doing so, we hope to achieve stronger community building through meaningful community engagement. And now I'm going to explain to you the Islamic judgment about racism. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. This ayah means, O people, God created you from a man and a woman, that is Adam and Eve. And God made you people and tribes, so you get to know each other. The most gracious among you is the most pious of you. Dear all, we are living in a diverse society, and the values of Islam offer an approach which paves the way for a more harmonious and cohesive society. These values include mercy, care, compassion, integrity, sacrifice, and inclusion. Treating people using the following approach: forgiving, forgetting, and bearing with the faults of others will strengthen the bond of brotherhood and friendship with members of the community. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to the world to establish the true meaning of brotherhood among humans, despite their diverse ethnic and linguistic backgrounds and regardless of their skin color. The following hadith sets the guidelines of the people's interactions with one another. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي إلا بالتقوى. This hadith means there is no difference between an Arab and a non-Arab except in piety. The glorious words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explicitly reveal that racism is rejected in Islam. Therefore, it is crucial that principles of Islam are well propagated so that a better understanding of Muslims and Islam is achieved and myths dispelled. In concluding my talk, I would like to say that we are living in a multicultural society, and protections against prejudice, bigotry, and hate speech are fundamental to our success as a multicultural society. In order to have a socially cohesive nation, we want these protections against racial abuse and bigotry maintained. As a country that prides itself on good values and justice, we cannot focus on fighting terrorism and ignore the growing risks of racism. To uphold our values as Australians, I would like to ask our both federal and state governments to introduce laws to counter racism as they have already introduced laws to combat terrorism. Despite the growing problem of racism in our society, the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia will continue to work towards building a more harmonious and cohesive community.
Being in Australia, we live in harmony, we live in peace, and we've been doing that for the past, I've been doing that for the past 30 years, and my parents before that. My dad is Syrian, my mum is Australian, Lebanese background, but we live in a community where I have neighbours who are Korean, Vietnamese, Australian, and we never have issues because that's what Islam teaches us.
Thank you all for attending our inaugural exhibition, Racism Stops With Me, Be Proud of Your Identity. And I hope you will all enjoy the positive energy in this room and the company of everyone else. Thank you for listening and Assalamu Alaikum.
Muslims be reminded, inshallah, all Muslims all across the world. Oh, don't be discouraged by fanatics in this.
Following this video presentation, the viewers were given insight into a young woman's real-life experience where she came face-to-face with a racist perpetrator in an event that was witnessed by Channel 9 journalist Mr. Ross Greenwood. The event was documented in an interview and attendees were given the opportunity to watch the interview and listen to the story of the young victim. We'll now listen to that account.
I wanted to share with you all my experience with Islamophobia. This time last year, I was attending interviews for a job at a law firm in the city, and I was on my way to an interview. I was dressed in business clothing, so I was wearing a black suit, and I was on my way to the interview. I was walking down Hunter Street in the city, close to Wynyard. It's a pretty busy street. There's a lot of people. It was about midday. As I was walking, I could hear someone behind me starting to make comments about why I was wearing the scarf and why I was dressed the way I was dressed. And I, at first I ignored it because she was behind me, so I thought, you know, it wouldn't really affect me and I could just keep walking. Once I stopped at a light to cross the road, she did come in front of me and begin to start saying those things to my face. So it was quite confronting and really upsetting, actually. I didn't really know how to respond. She continued to say those things and I told her it was none of her business what I was wearing, but she kept going. At that point, there were obviously a number of other people waiting at the light as well, and about two or three of them actually jumped in to defend me and started telling her to mind her own business and that, you know, she's got no right to say those things to me, which was really nice and really heartwarming and definitely made me feel a lot more comfortable in such a tricky situation. At that point, she just kept walking and kept saying the things she was saying the whole time. One of the men who had intervened continued to walk with me as well. And he offered to, you know, take me up to the building where I was going to have my interview and tell them what happened. In the end, it was, you know, all okay, and I didn't let it affect the interview, but it was something that, you know, you shouldn't have to experience at any point. And it's really upsetting that we as Muslim women, you know, have to kind of be on the lookout for this kind of thing when we're just going about our daily lives. And, you know, especially when you've got events like interviews coming up, something that you want to perform well in. It was quite upsetting to have to experience that, deal with it, and then continue as if it didn't happen when it did, and it definitely did affect me.
So we just heard from a young Muslim Australian woman who was the target of a racist rant as she was walking in the city. And it was great to know that she had people with her, supporting her and standing against the oppressor. Standing up to racism can be a powerful sign of support. It can also make the perpetrator think twice about their actions. Well, after this, Mr. Chris Hayes, who is the federal member for Fowler, was called to the stage to offer his insight on the topic of racism, during which he discussed the importance of what MWWA was doing in the exhibition and that addressing the topic was a very necessary matter in our society. He commended the MWWA on the exhibition and spoke highly of the president of the association, Haji Fatin Eldana OAM, and her achievements in the community. Let's listen together the speech that he delivered.
Thank you very much. Fatin Aldama, to my good friend Kamal Dubussy, the representative of the New South Wales Police Force, representative from the Anti-Discrimination Board in New South Wales. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone here is friends who are prepared to stand up against racism. Racism is not something that is natural. I notice there's a lot of little children here. They'll go to school, they won't know the issue of racism. I went to school with a young man who was Lebanese, I didn't know that until I actually left school. He was just one of the kids I grew up with. We played football and cricket with. As it turned out, we both went to Parliament together at some stage, and that was Daryl Mellum, a young Lebanese fellow. While I had Vegemite sandwich at school, he had interesting things like tabbouleh. So we used to swap lunches occasionally. But as children, they don't naturally grow up having a view of superiority over somebody else. You know, they grow up as just being friends and just people they want to play with. The truth is, it's an adult imposed position when we want to assert that one group is as more entitled to be here than another group. And regrettably, we see that being played out in politics. And racism does exist. We know that. If you scratch under the surface, you can find it. But as community leaders, we've got to be showing leadership, not to go searching for this, but making sure that we have a path to eliminate racism. Now, I don't know whether you recall the siege at the Lindt Cafe, not all that long ago. It was back on the 15th of December in 2014. Now, I know exactly where I was on that day. I was addressing the senior students at the Green Valley Islamic High School. And this was all being played out, and I know the concern that was started on that day when I was talking to students. Is this going to be impacted on us? Is the community going to take this out on us as seeing this is terrorism, that particularly young women wearing headscarf, what's going to happen? But the most interesting thing for me is what occurred the following day. And there were concerns about young women, particularly wearing hijab, how they would be accepted in the community given the playing out the Lindt Cafe that day and that evening. And a young woman expressed great concern for her safety and fear for taking public transport. And something extraordinary happened then. A very organic campaign on Facebook, "I'll ride with you." And this was not organised, this was just something that naturally developed. People were taking a stand with racism, effectively telling young women wearing headscarves, you know, "We will ride with you, we'll protect you, we will ensure your safety." And I thought that was a good reflection of the majority of Australians out there. Because the simple fact is, and I should have started this way, I guess, unless you're an Aboriginal person, we are all immigrants or descendants from immigrants in this country. Immigration is what's made this country great. We have people that come here from the four corners of the globe, but they come here with the same dream. They want the best for their children and their respective futures. And isn't that what we all want as families? We want the best for our kids, and in my case, my grandchildren. And as a consequence, you know, there should be no difference out there. Now, Fatin, I don't want to embarrass her greatly, but you know, she was awarded an Order of Australia. She got it because of what she does in our community and what she does in campaigning for an inclusive Australia. Her work is on display all the time. We see it, whether it be in this school, all around the place, we should be accepting. And I think that's great. But she just doesn't say it. She puts it into action. She campaigns strongly on this. And that's why the Australian Commonwealth of Australia recognised her and singled her out for an Order of Australia. So on behalf of a very grateful community, Fatim, thank you for what you do. You make a difference for the better in our community. You make us a community that is proud to be multicultural, is proud to be diverse. And by the way, where we sit here today, this is the most multicultural community in the whole of Australia. And sure, we'll find some bad apples if you look hard enough. But when you look about it, look at the virtues that we have. We have a community that's comprised of people that have come from all over the globe to make this country a better place. We are indeed a better country, a smarter country, more prosperous country because of your involvement. And it's not just what you're going to do or what you've done, it's what your children are going to do also to make this community once again thrive again. So thank you for inviting me to be here. I have great regard for the Muslim Welfare Association of Australia. I think they do a great job in giving voice to women, making sure that they understand they are supported. And in this particular campaign, racism stops with me. This is a question of looking in the mirror and saying, am I prepared to be man enough to stand up against racism? By the way, this is almost the same view I take when it comes to standing up about violence against women. The standard you're prepared to walk past is the standard you're prepared to accept. So this is, when it comes to racism, or whether it's violence against women, we must be prepared to stand up and say, this is just not acceptable. It's not that we don't believe in it, or don't believe that it exists. We must make a difference ourselves, just like Fatin does on a daily basis. So thank you for inviting me with you today. This is a really just and meaningful campaign. I wish it everybody all the best, and let's stop racism once and for all. Thank you.
Nadia, a very, very powerful speech delivered by Mr. Hayes, MP for Fowler. As the event progressed and after Mr. Hayes' speech, this was followed by a special production by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia, specifically produced for the campaign, a chant titled You Should Feel Like You Belong, and was performed for the first time since its release by sisters Mariam Saad, Leah Kassar from the Indonesian community, and Haji Fatin Eldana, president of the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia, who recited the Arabic lyrics of the chant. The chant was well received by the audience, who applauded their effort in encouragement of the new production. Let's hear it.
I dream of a world where no racism I can freely, loudly say, where I don't feel like I have to run away. Accepted I am in my real home, for it's the place where I have grown. Regardless of where I come from, I should always feel that here I belong.
Di dunia di mana ku bebas berteriak jangan ada rasisme, di mana aku tak perlu berlari untuk sembunyi. Ku diterima di rumah sendiri, tempat kau aku dibesarkan, terlepas dari
Welcome back to Community Connect on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. You're back with Nadia and Ola with the post-event coverage of the Racism Stops With Me exhibition by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia, held on the 28th of July. following the chant we heard earlier, produced by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia, titled You Should Feel Like You Belong, Mrs. Elizabeth Wing from the Anti-Discrimination Board of New South Wales offered a few words of support to the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia and gave the audience a brief overview of how their board can help individuals who may have suffered from racism in New South Wales.
Good afternoon, everyone, and distinguished guests, Fatin Eldana. The New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Board is a state-based organisation that protects people from racism. We have been in existence for more than 40 years, since 1977, and our job is still not done. What I see is that racism changes. And the racism that my family and my ancestors experienced is different from the experiences that you have, but it is still racism. And this is why I join with you in the fight. Racism stops with me. I give you my personal promise, and I also give you the promise of the Anti-Discrimination Board. We are here to provide information for you. We have a stall at the back there. Come and talk to us. We have a free telephone advice service, and we have a formal complaint service that deals with complaints of discrimination in employment, in the delivery of goods and services, in education and accommodation. That's what the law is. It is also about to become a criminal law to commit an act of serious vilification. And now police will be able to investigate those complaints. But you don't have to remember all of this. You can just call us and we will help you and give you information about that. What I want to also say to you is that when there are people like myself who have experienced racism and there are people in this room who have experienced racism, we stand with each other. So racism stops with me, with you. We will be there for each other. Thank you for coming today. I'm pleased to see the art exhibition. It's a great success. There are some wonderful representations there that truly express how people are in this country today. And I'm very, very proud to be here. Be proud of who you are. Thank you for inviting me.
And the formal event, a short word from one of the representatives of a local Islamic wear business promoting women's confidence in their hijab offered her words of gratitude for the exhibition and complimented the nature of the event, suggesting that more should be done to encourage the youth, especially Muslim women, to feel proud of their culture and identity.
It was at this point that the exhibition was declared open and the attendees were offered delicious Mediterranean lunch and dessert. Apart from this, an array of stall holders displayed their own cultural pieces ranging from Indonesian, African, Uyghur, Australian, Syrian, Palestinian and even a well-renowned bookstore. They put on display their cultural attire, food items, home decor pieces and other unique props that make up their identity, and attendees were able to walk in and around their stalls discussing the unique pieces with the exhibitors. In addition, the New South Wales Police held a stall alongside the Anti-Discrimination Board of New South Wales, offering attendees an opportunity to seek information about experiences of racism or discuss possible situations that would assist them. Attendees were also given the opportunity to vote for their chosen artwork, which would then be used to declare the winners.
And to close the event, the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia tallied the scores of the People's Choice and announced the top three artworks. The third place prize was of $100 cash, which was given to Mrs. Sarah Najafi, while the runner-up, Mr. Riyad Najjar, received a $150 cash prize for a sophisticated painting of Arabic calligraphy. The first place winner, Mrs. Yasmin Awad, who achieved the top choice in People's Votes, represented a hand sketch of a woman covered in a vibrant coloured hijab. The hijab used was real material, which gave the artwork a 3D effect and won the participant a valuable tablet worth $250. The audience applauded the winners and enjoyed the rest of the day as they mingled amongst the exhibitors' artworks and other attendees.
And that does bring us to a close. Dear listeners, that was the detailed report and coverage about the Racism Stops With Me exhibition that was held by the Muslim Women's Welfare of Australia on the 28th of July 2018. Hopefully for those who didn't get the opportunity to attend the event, inshallah, today's program gave them a little insight and sneak peek into what exactly went on.
Absolutely. So bringing us to the close of this episode of Community Connect, I wish to thank you all for tuning in, as I wish to thank my wonderful colleague and co-host Nadia for joining me on the program this afternoon.
Pleasure is mine, Ula. Barakallahu fiki, and to our wonderful listeners of Community Connect.